Shugyukai is the kind of place where a 31-syllable poem from 1977 gets a full grammatical autopsy, a speech act theory section, and a ring composition diagram. And somehow that feels completely proportionate.
Latex Space Coyote brings us a deep translation and commentary on one of Ueshiba Morihei's doka, a teaching poem about cosmic Aiki and what it means to become light for the world. Let's start with the poem itself and what the commentary unpacks.
The central question here is what Ueshiba actually meant when he wrote about the way of Aiki as a light that opens the world, whether that's a grand cosmological claim or something with practical stakes at the level of daily practice.
The Post gives us the translation directly. On the boundless cosmic Aiki's way, it is for all peoples shining light, becoming this while the world opens. That is Ueshiba Morihei, from a poem compiled in 1977.
And the commentary is careful to say this isn't just elevated rhetoric. The way of Aiki operates at two scales simultaneously, cosmic and immediate, because of a pivot word hidden in the phrase becoming.
Right. The word tonari in tunarite carries two readings at once, to become and neighbor. The commentary spells out the consequence. The way of Aiki can become light both upon a cosmic scale and within the immediate locality of drawing close to one's neighbor. So the grand vision and the person standing next to you are not separate concerns.
That's a genuinely demanding ethical claim, dressed up in classical grammar.
The Post also traces how the poem's syntax performs this movement. The sentence runs all five lines without a clean break, what the commentary calls one poem, one sentence. And the predicate, shall open, is withheld until the very last syllable. So the opening of the world is grammatically deferred until the poem has passed through all people first. The closing phrase, Yowoba Hirakan, carries an echo of Yona Oshi, world renewal, a current in early 20th century Japanese new religious thought that shaped Ueshiba's milieu. So opening the world lands somewhere between cosmic prediction and communal vow, with no named agent forcing the choice.
The commentary also reads this poem as the fourth in a sequence, building on three preceding doka that establish a ground, a condition of no gap, and a yielding step. So by the time we reach doka 141, the outward declaration of becoming light has somewhere to stand.
And the Post connects all of this to Ueshiba's six primers, mapping each line's movement onto principles from cosmic order through to supreme love. So the poem isn't read in isolation, but as part of a larger framework the site has been developing across many entries.
One small phonological detail that earns its place, hikari, light, and hirakamu, shall open, share the same opening syllable and swap their consonants. So the fourth line's light echoes forward into the fifth line's opening in sound, not just meaning.
The commentary frames the whole as a blueprint, set light to work on both scales, the vast and the neighborly. And the question the poem finally poses is not whether you have the power to open the world, but whether you are standing before the nearest person in a way that lets the way become light.
Which is a considerably harder test than winning a fight. That's exactly the shift the Post is after. From a martial technique understood through victory and defeat, toward practice understood as opening a field. The poem's grammar and its ethics arrive at the same place. So the cosmos turns out to be a very local address.
And the next poem in the sequence will presumably have somewhere new to stand. Worth watching where the series goes from here.